Tommy Noonan, got in touch with my agent, and he had done movies with Marilyn Monroe. And and I always thought he was a terrific comic. So he presented me with a script. The first script he presented me was Promises, Promises. And I turned it down. I thought it was a good script, but I just didn't care for it too much. It wasn't as good as I'd liked to have had it. And so he got Jane Mansfield. And then Jane did the first movie, Promises, Promises. And it was such a hit that he found a good script called Three Necessary to a Bold. And I thought that was really kooky. The title was really crazy. So I read that and I liked it. And the guy that backed the movie was Jerry Buss, the guy that owns the Lakers today. He was from, I think it was Wyoming or Colorado, and it was his first adventure into movies. And so I had lunch with him and I met him, and he was quite impressed. He'd never met a movie star and all that. So all in all, the movie did quite well. I did a layout. Well, actually, at the very end of the movie, Tommy says, "Nanny, you've got to do a beer bath scene." And I says, "I told you I didn't want to do any nudity." And he says, "Well," he says, "since you own 2% of the movie, you know, why not?" So I said, "Well, okay, for some more money, I will do it." So then I did the beer bath, and then they tied it in with a layout with an offer Playboy, and I was on the cover of Playboy in June of 64. And the movie did very, very well, very well. And so did the Playboy magazine. So I'm going to the mansion Saturday night to their Midsummer Dream party. I go to all his parties, so I figure I should be, because I paid for some of those rooms up there.